This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your mind continues for another hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Hard to fathom, isn't it, that the attack on America that happened on 9/11 that killed 3,000 people in a day.
The thing when people some people did some things, that deal? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That thing. And now you're talking about over 100,000, as many as 200,000 deaths from this. And when you think of that enemy, the enemy on 9/11 was a foreign enemy coming in, and right, Al-Qaeda, a twisted belief set, out to do us harm because they didn't like the American way. But there's 3,000. Think of the pit you had in your stomach on 9/11 realizing we are under attack. Here's what's happening. They killed 3,000 people in a day. And then the lives it would cost in our military to go there. Now, you have the latest numbers being the high water mark, 230,000 Americans killed from this enemy. You can't dismiss that, in my mind. You can't sort of say, well, yeah, how many people die of heart disease? How many people die of, diabetes? That's sort of a genetic thing. That's just, the way of life. This is, you know, that pandemic, in this case from China, that comes in waves and overwhelms healthcare systems and everything else. This is real. This is real. And yesterday, the President of the United States bringing that home in a big way. We have more of that press coverage, which was epic, 2.5 hours. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Vice President Pence, more of President Trump coming up on the program. This hour brought to you by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. They're in Valley City. And, of course, Bismarck. Store as well. Wednesday wheels. These are still going, folks. You bet they are. Showrooms closed for a couple of weeks now to lessen the spread of the virus, but today they're be back on the floor, ready to talk to you. So remember that. With social distancing, of course. And there's a 2017 Chevrolet Equinox LT with your name on it. All-wheel drive, 42,000 miles is all. Heated seats, backup cameras, sharp blue color. Aluminum wheels, great-looking combo. The mileage is great at high 20s. The price is even better. It's on the lot right now, $19,495, but you can drive it home for $18,500 if you tell them I heard about it on What's On Your Mind. Go online to PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more. PucklichValleyCity.com or call 800-401-4352. Don't wait. Don't wait. All right, the next senator from Minnesota. I'm going to go make a little history and get us a Republican back in action. Jason Lewis joins us to catch up here today on What's On Your Mind. Jason, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Always great to be back on the flag. Appreciate the time. Yeah, we're gonna take it right through November, whether it's a virtual campaign or whether we're on the trail, because Tina Smith is exactly what the president is talking about when he talks about a swamp, people that are putting foreign interests ahead of ours. While we were putting America first, my opponent, Senator Tina Smith, the woman who replaced Al Franken, appointed lieutenant governor, appointed senator, was busy blocking economic relief to throw in subsidies for her former boss, Planned Parenthood, was selling her own stock, and in the final analysis, was busy outsourcing jobs to China in her time in public life. Like, for instance, we're getting 80% still of our rare earth minerals from China when we've got the world's largest reserves in northeastern Minnesota of copper nickel. That's why I'll be your next senator.
And, you know, if we talk about silver linings, and we have a long list of families being back together for, you know, meals and just a sense of what's most important in life, I put the what you just described right up there, getting out of this, you know, chain of the supply chain from China and anywhere else. And, you know, those rare earth minerals, they're in everything, right? I mean, that's electronics, that's all kinds of things.
Copper, nickel for lithium batteries, for medical devices, for, you know, you name it. You know, look, you're right. When you're in the midst of the fog of war, as Churchill used to like to say, you don't think about how you got there. You just think about winning the battle. And that's where everybody's got their head down right now, which is appropriate. But at some point, we have to realize why we're in this situation. And I want everybody to understand, whether it came from some mad scientist operating on a bat in Wuhan or a wet animal market, there are things going on in China that we would not allow in America. And yet we allowed those practices to, in effect, be imported by lax control, not only at our borders but at our international airports. I've called for now a permanent medical screening at America's international airports. It's an easy ramp up, much less than TSA after 9/11. All you have to do is make certain people aren't coming in with a fever. And we don't do that until SARS, Ebola, or COVID hits. Why?
Very good question. It ought to be addressed. There's no doubt about that. Tell me a little bit about what you expect the campaign to look like. I mean, we're talking now, obviously, Minnesota's in the thick of this right now, you know, the president talking about May, you know, what we're talking about May, maybe later. I mean, what will there be a normal campaign?
Well, there won't, and sometimes the silver lining does emerge. For instance, in North Dakota, you have your precincts, and then you have your counties, and then you have your state convention. In Minnesota, we call many of our county conventions BPOUs. And normally when you're conducting literally hundreds of BPO, well, let's say hundreds, certainly hundreds of precincts, but a huge number of BPOUs that can number 50, 60, 70, and many like 20 in a day, you don't get to all of them when you're trying to go there in person. But what's been surprising a little bit, Scott, is when you're conducting a virtual campaign and you pop into a teleconference, you can literally hit every BPOU convention. I'll do like, I don't know, 30 this Saturday. I've done 20 already, via teleconference, sometimes video, but for certain audio. So it's been kind of a weird development because I'm probably hitting more BPOUs and county conventions than I would otherwise, which is sort of this paradigm shift. We're all going. I had a doctor's appointment the other day. I'm healthy. Thank you. But it was a telemedicine appointment. Wasn't deemed that serious, and it wasn't. So I thought, I'll just talk to my ENT doctor on my allergies and things like that. That is now going to be shoved fast forward. So sometimes it takes a crisis to move the economy and move society in a way it was sort of trending anyway, and now this is sort of the last push. So, yeah, the campaign is going to be different, but it's going to be, I think, as effective. We just got done with a very good quarter when it comes to raising money. We just got done with all these teleconferences. We're going to continue with that. The state convention is May 15th and 16th, I believe. Whether that's going to be in person or by teleconference, we don't know. I will say, while you can do that politically to some degree, and social media has been playing a larger role in politics anyway. That is the danger sign on the other side of the ledger for the economy. So, for instance, once we get the go-ahead and there are, you know, 75% of the country's on lockdown, the other 25% where the virus is not taking hold can go to work as long as they practice social distancing. And that's what the governor of Florida is doing, by the way. We ought to have that discussion, what Sweden is doing, what a number of communities are saying, we're not going to shut down the world's greatest economy, but when you go to work, that doesn't mean you're back to normal. You practice social distancing at work. But sometimes these lockdowns can have a very, very, shall we say, worrisome byproduct when you're deeming a Planned Parenthood clinic as an essential business, but you're deeming a gun store to shut down under the governor's orders. So you got to be careful about the police powers and civil liberties and all this. But be that as it may, the danger for the economy, as they say, is is that, can you tell I've been cooped up for a while? is that when we all get the go-ahead.
I agree. Things
will
are going to be.
Will go back to restaurants?
Yeah.
Will they go back to the retail shops in the numbers before?
By the way, Tina Smith also was trying to sneak in all kinds of tricky little, voting things as part of that package as well. Have you dug
federalizing
into
elections?
Yeah,
right.
And vote by mail and vote by all kinds of things so they can have easier ways to game the system.
Let's understand this, folks. When we needed that economic relief package yesterday for past damage already done, she delayed it at least twice on procedural and parliamentary votes to throw in this junk. That is not a serious person.
Not at all. When we come back, I want to just find out how you and your neighbors are doing and how you see most of Minnesota doing, how's Governor Walz doing and responding to all this, and to get a little lay of the land on the situation there. You get in your bubble in these things. You really don't necessarily know how others are doing. So we'll talk about that with Jason Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Lewis, Jason4Minnesota.com. Make sure you
Lewis4MN. You got it.
Lewis4MN.com. There we go. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Fuel prices have dropped. Now's the time to get your bulk fuel storage tank from True North Steel. True North Steel has been providing tank solutions for over 75 years. Contact your salesperson today at TrueNorthSteel.com. Tanks range from 300 to 12,000 gallons and double or single wall. Built for vertical and horizontal installation, ensuring to meet your application needs. Their custom designed tanks meet STI certifications. Reserve yours today at TrueNorthSteel.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR.
Well, it's Jason Lewis, when he was doing his wonderful radio talk show, would have Beatle bumpers. So it's our hat tip to Jason, and the song works for the campaign too, because we're trying to send Tina Smith back to the USSR too. So, yeah, there you go.
now. Come on.
Bada-boom. Hey. Bada-boom. Yeah. We're brought to you in part today by Mineral Tracker, and there's a lot of unrest right now in the oil industry. That price of oil has plummeted, and that means, obviously, royalty owners are getting less. So are you getting what you're supposed to be getting? When will you be getting more? What, you know, how does it track? They have a great system that really can make sure you have all the facts to know exactly, predict the future, basically, to know what's going to happen. That's Jeff and Joel at Mineral Tracker out of Watford City, North Dakota. MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. So how is Minnesota, Jason?
You know, it's actually, we're all one in this economy. It's a circular economy, as everyone knows. And your talk about oil there is really, really important and really troubling. Because if demand, obviously, for all the petroleum products out there continues to be weak because of a weaker economy, then obviously the ramifications for North Dakota are huge, but also for places like Minnesota and Beltrami County and the Enbridge pipeline, which we're trying desperately to get built. No help from the incumbent Tina Smith, who's opposed to it. But those sorts of things have an impact economy wide. So it's really people have to understand that it's not a binary choice between the economy and fighting the virus. The governor of Virginia just said, oh, I think I'll just close down Virginia until June 10th. June 10th. Now, the Republican primary is June 9th, so you wonder if there's a little politics involved with Mr. Governor post-birth abortion Northrop. But the fact is, that is unsustainable because you can't fight a virus if you don't have any resources. So we've got to figure out a way to do both over the long term. Now, in Minnesota, it's very, very difficult for greater Minnesota businesses to stay in business. But retailers as large as Gap only had about 30, 35 days of cash on hand. Can you imagine a Main Street business in Barnesville, a Main Street business in Marshall, or in Winona, or in, Cloquet? I mean, it's. I don't want us to see a tipping point here, Scott, where the businesses aren't just having a hard quarter or year or struggling to get back. They're done, and they're not coming back. That's what we have to avoid.
So how do you balance that, knowing that, you know, we've seen where the social distancing and the, you know, we don't have a shelter in place here, but just sort of common sense things, a few things have been asked to shut down. But for the most part, you know, I mean, if you need something, you can go get something and essentials and all that. North Dakota, or Minnesota, rather, a little more towards the shelter-in-place part of things because of especially the metro, although I've not totally understood why. Yeah, okay, it might be necessary in the seven-county area, but is it necessary in Thief River Falls? I don't know. If it could be, and maybe as we go, that's what they'll do to start saying, where can you do it, where can't you do it? But, Given the fact that we know social distancing prevents people from getting it and lessens the impact all at once on a healthcare system, you obviously have to do that. So how do you do that but make sure that people still have a job or still have a business coming out of it?
I think it's going to be, as the president alluded, it's sort of a rolling open. You're going to have these hot spots like New York and California, although California is a bit of a conundrum because of the travel between Asia and California. It should have been just a real problem area for this virus, and it hasn't caught up with New York yet. It's a little bit surprising. But there's still going to be hot spots. You're going to need these sorts of guidelines for quite some time. But other areas, once we get past a couple of weeks, that are not hot spots, and you can roll out the economy for the young and the healthy, whom we now know are not as likely, not nearly as likely to get seriously ill from this as the elderly. So you maintain guidelines and protections for the vulnerable populations while rolling out an opening of the economy for the young and the healthy. I think that's what's going to have to happen if we're going to avoid, quite frankly, not a recession, but a depression where many more people will suffer through bankruptcy, through drug abuse, through suicide, you name it. You'll have social costs that would dwarf what we're going through now, I'm afraid.
Do you think Minnesota leaders are getting it right now in the way of the response?
I don't know. I don't have the data that some of those folks have. I have said that I do think in greater Minnesota, parts of the economy should be opened up that aren't these hot spots, even though most of our cases are in the metro area, as you point out. At some point, you're going to have to do that. So we'll just see how long we can go on this way. But I don't think you can go on in perpetuity.
By the way,
and uncertainty, just saying, well, hang on, we'll let you know if it'll be another 30 days in 30 days, is not going to work if we're going to keep Main Street businesses and employees at work with health care, I might add.
Whiting Petroleum has filed for bankruptcy this morning. They do have enough liquidity, evidently, to keep operating the business. But, you know, Whiting was one of the gold standard companies, huge presence yep. In much of the western North Dakota, Denver company. But really, really, I mean, gold standard did well. Obviously, like many in the oil industry, with the price dropping, been difficult. But something like this ends up putting them over the edge. So there's going to be more of that. I think we need a Marshall Plan for the energy industry here. You know, oil right now is the victim not only of the coronavirus, like every other business in North Dakota, or rather in the United States, but also the target of a trade war, of a dumping, by Saudi Arabia and Russia. Tim in Minneapolis, speaking of this, wants to talk about oil imports, so let's talk about it with Tim and Jason Lewis. Go ahead, Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, good day, Scott. Hopefully the wind's not too bad here, but you talked about Governor Perry. When Governor Perry was governor of Texas, he, along with Hillary Clinton, approved the Saudis buying the largest oil refinery in the United States in Port Arthur, Texas. So there's 600,000 barrels a day that come in from Saudi Arabia that are unloaded off of Saudi ships and refined in our U.S. refineries. And then that fuel then goes back outside of our U.S. That's part of the problem here is that, sorry for the breath here, I'm climbing. Governor Perry acts like he doesn't know that, but it happened under his watch. Now the Saudis own 100% of that. So we don't even own our largest refinery, so...
Well, this is what Tim's talking about here is exactly what we need to fix, is it not? You can't let Saudi Arabia control assets here that are going to determine the success of an American product, can you?
Well, the argument's always been we have a world oil market, so no matter what we do, they can dump and have cheaper oil abroad. But that is where this lesson comes in that I talked about earlier with China. We seem to think that if you have cheap imports, I don't care whether they're medical supplies that we need now and can't get in some cases, or electronics or toys or oil, that everything is right with the world and we'll just raise taxes on Americans to fund the government. There is a new thought out there in the Trump era, and that is, well, if you raise a tariff, and it is a tax, and you did that on the consumer to protect vital American industries, you could lower taxes on the rest of America, as we did with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And isn't that a better way to raise revenue? And it's also a better way to protect the industries that Tim's talking about, as well as rare earth minerals, as well all the things we import
Roll up the sleeves and go to work on it right now. It'll be a good time to do it. Thanks, Jason. Keep plugging. More after this.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top White House Coronavirus Task Force medical experts out with very sobering information. They're now predicting the pandemic in the U.S. could kill around 100,000 Americans to as many as maybe a 250,000 before it's all over. And they say that's even with people practicing strict social distancing measures. It's claimed a life at the U.S. State Department.
We've had a State Department official pass away as a result of this virus at one of our team members.
Secretary Mike Pompeo did not elaborate during the news briefing yesterday, but it is known to be the first fatality within the U.S. diplomatic corps. Stocks are falling on Wall Street in early trading today, one day after the markets ended their worst quarter on record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P all trading about 3.5% lower since the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The saunas are flying out the warehouse, ladies and gentlemen, from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Because, you know what? It is one way to keep yourself healthier. What are we all trying to do right now? Stay away from the coronavirus. Coronavirus dies at 135 degrees. Sauna gets to 150. I'm in. Count me in, right? Hot tubs, you get to... circulation going. Everything's better when you have circulation. This is a wellness product. Now, they have a whole host of everything from pool tables to game tables and a lot of things that are fun. But for your health, a hot tub or a sauna can do the trick. They have traditional saunas. They have infrasaunas. So they have the heaters, the controls, the whole thing. And right now, they're doing a lot of online tour. So you can call them, and they'll walk you through all the products. You're on one computer, they're on a computer, and they're showing exactly all the different features. So call them at 844-277-27 or stop and see them. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, the number 2.com for their website. Don and Zap. Let's zip to Zap. Should we, guys? Todd, you up for that? I'm going to zip to Zap right now.
Bring it.
Zip to Zap. There we go. Love Zap. Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thank you. Just wanted to suggest the quickest way to get out of this, right? Social distancing is a part of this. How we get out of this?
How we get out of it, meaning, have this go away? Have there be less infections? Have there, the peak not being go up? Yeah, okay, yep.
Right, right. Social distancing is the answer. So I've listened a little bit, and, yeah, you had a lot of good ideas on how to do that. Come back to just how you can help each other out. I think... we haven't taken thus the best steps we can yet to social distance on down to toilet paper, right? If I'm pretty sure that we would have enough toilet paper that if they stopped making it, if everybody would share, we would have enough, right? So just that as a small example. The other thing is we're terribly divided in this country, and I think it's along political lines, so I'd just like to invite, say, for 21 days that we don't have any negative comments. I think it was great that you had Mike on this morning, Lindell, saying how they're doing things to get things that are for our medical people. Those are necessary things. I think if we would all stop slamming, and I could slam somebody too, but if we'd all just stop that for 21 days, it would be contagious to learn to help your neighbor. The other thing is that it's obvious by volunteering and everything. It's weird, but people feel good afterward, right? So, thank you.
Hey, those are great suggestions, Don, and I think we can all be better people. And at a time when neighbors are scared and concerned and maybe disruptions happening to jobs and the economy and, you know, you can't go see people you love, you can't be with people you love. I mean, it's a stressful time, so if everybody
can... Am I
still on? You are, yep.
Oh, great. Yeah, that would be the other part, though, is to stop saying something bad about your neighbor. Just everybody, the only one, say for 21 days, if the only one that said something about their neighbor would be a medical person trying to point out that we're not distancing, right? If we could stop that, that would be, do you understand?
I do.
Part of that equation?
I do, yeah.
Thank you.
I do. Yeah, and honestly, we're supposed to do that all the time, but it's one of the biggest challenges.
Yes.
Yeah. Every darn near every time I'm at confession, which is hard to go to now, although they are doing drive-through confessions some places, which I think is kind of cool, because you know when you're of the Catholic faith, you know when you have a sin, you could have a venial sin, which would be like what you're talking about, Don, and that, you know, I said my neighbor's a jerk, I can't stand him, I hate the guy, whatever, or a mortal sin, which would be something you know much more grave, like adultery or whatever. I won't go through the list here, but the way you you know sort of return to a state of grace and get back in good standing, for lack of a better term, is to go to confession. And to say, Father, you know, I did this, and I don't recall a time that I've not brought that one up, because I honestly think that's the toughest one. Love everybody no matter what. Love your neighbor, and that means when they're good to you and when they're bad to you. And that's a big challenge. But you're 100% right. If we could do that, do it better, come out of that better, we would feel really good. I'll tell you, every time that I go to confession, I leave there thinking, man alive, I feel like the finest piece of china on earth that has just come sparkling clean out of the dishwasher and put there right on the table underneath, on top of our best linen. You know, that's what you do when you get rid of all that ick. So, it's a good suggestion. Appreciate it. Conway in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Conway.
Oh, I'll say, I worked for the airline and, you know, the package side of it, and, you know, our pilots have been over to China and they came back. They let me know 2 weeks ago that they said when they went to, from the hotel to the airline, you know, to the airport, they got pulled over 5 times. There's nobody on the road. There's nobody on the streets, and they checked their temperatures and sprayed down the vehicles. And then yesterday I talked to one of the pilots and they said, yeah, Beijing's open. I mean, and that's not too far from where the virus started. And he said, it's just like it was before. All the people are back and, you know, running around and doing the jobs and making things again. So, and being as a package handler, working with the maintenance and stuff like that, you think I'd be one of the people that'd be most exposed and all the people I work with? Because you talk to the, you know, the pilot goes to China, talks to the people there. They talk to the loaders. They talk to the baggage handlers. They talk to everybody else. They come over here. They get to the hub where all the other pilots meet. They get on their different aircraft, go different directions and, talk to everybody else. But, I'm not seeing it where I work yet. So that was kind of a question I had. And also,
do you ask somebody there? Do you say, I mean, does anybody there say, like, what do you do in that regard? You just sort of go along with it, or do you say, hey, why aren't we doing this? Or, you know.
Well, that's what I'm always like. I'm like, man, why are we doing this? Because it's like nobody I know is getting sick. These pilots are all still coming through. Packages, the Amazon, everything is still getting delivered. And we're not seeing it. And the pilots I talked to, they said, yeah, you know, it's very similar to, like, they said H1N1 where they said 9,000 people died before Obama did anything, and yet we didn't react like we are now. And that was a month after the first, what was it, 2 or 3 months at least before, after the first case of H1N1 before Obama did anything.
So is your opinion that, is it your opinion that your employer should be doing more to make sure you don't get it when there's direct contact with people from China, or is it it's not necessary that this thing is being overblown?
Like, it's not necessary because none of us are getting sick, and we're, you know, we didn't do anything for the, you know, it probably was in the country in January or earlier, and we, you know, we just didn't know it because we're dealing with the same people since then, and we're not seeing people get sick and, or how should I say, you know, same as I was going to ask about the mask. You know, you wear a mask, but how's the virus not go through your eyes? Because it's moist, it's got liquid, you know, you rub your eyes, you could get the H1 or the virus through your eyeballs too, but everybody's wearing masks.
It seems like they tell you, that's why they tell you not to touch your eyes. Yeah. You know? I lost you there, Conway. I apologize for that. I appreciate your call. Welcome your input. Joe and Hazleton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks for your explanation of confession, and thanks for your show, Scott. I just want to tell you, I got a son that's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, and he carries his MyPillow every place he goes. And last year he was gone 220 plus days out of the year. He's single, so they can send him all over. I first saw it when we went to Ireland. He had it in his suitcase. I thought it was that's first my experience with a MyPillow.
I love
another
it.
Thing, yeah.
Great story.
Another thing is I just wanted to. It's maybe been brought up on your show before, the RSBN network. But if people that don't have cable or no way to watch Trump's news conferences or his rallies, if they just go on RSBN or Right Side Broadcasting Network on their computer, it'll come right up. And they had all his rallies. We first found out about it on his 4th of July parade last year when nobody else was covering it. But they cover everything he does, and they're covering all the news conferences and the other one. Or 2 days ago when Mike Lindell was on, they had that. In fact, they still have it. Just that clip alone of him talking is on. If you go and go down the paragraphs, content, you'll find it on the bottom, and there's a picture of Mike Lindell, and they can punch on that and find out exactly what he said. And another thing I want to mention is I was talking to a lady the other day, and she said she used to have long fingernails, and she read someplace or heard someplace about all the junk that gets under fingernails, and so she cut her short, and I've never heard of anybody talking about this stuff, you know, it's under fingernails as far as when you're washing your hands, so it's just another tidbit, but
a good
anyway,
tidbit.
Thanks for your show.
Thank you, Joe. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it very much. Love the MyPillow story for sure, and many of the networks are cutting away from the Trump press conferences. Not 550 K-Fire. By golly.
I stayed with the whole doggone thing last night because there was just too much going on. There's no way
exactly
I was leaving that behind.
That was beautiful. And we're trying to balance, of course, how much to take when the questions start getting repetitive. But, yeah, I mean, we turn the radio on. You get them there as well. Way to go.
Just make plenty of popcorn and you can enjoy the the show that the news media gives us when they do that.
Somebody asked us about Dr. Fauci and some comments he made yesterday on all the measures that we're taking, whether or not they're working. Listen to this.
You have an increase in new cases at a certain rate. When the increase in new cases begin to level off, the secondary effect is less hospitalizations, the next effect is less intensive care, and the next effect is less deaths.
That should be taken as a reason to do what they suggest and take it seriously.
Right?
Shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think it should. Jim and Perm, let's get you in here quick. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, that good interview with Jason Lewis there. I'm glad he's running. I guess I really wasn't aware of that, although I've heard that. Just an aside on that, and maybe for Jason, I sent an email to my senator, Tina Smith, actually it's been more than a week ago. And I haven't heard a reply yet, so... apparently, she's not out there fighting for me as hard as I thought she was.
Yeah.
You know, Jason, he does a great job, but I really miss him on radio, too.
Yeah, he's a good host. He really is, Jim. We're up against the breaks. So we got to go. By the way, the website, Lewis Lewis4MN.com. Lewis4MN.com.
You procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project, and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. We're here for you, ready to help. COVID-19 has made it a challenging time for some of our family and customers to get clear information. That's why I created a page at SchwannBuickGMC.com to give you a one-stop spot for information when it comes to your Buick and GMC vehicle questions. Whether it's about your vehicle or you need to discuss financial issues or other resources, the answers are there. There are some 2019s still available and select 2020s, 0% financing for 84 months, 120 days before your first payment for well-qualified buyers. Find out all the info at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
A little more Keith Urban there. We can bring him up here.
There
There you go.
On the boulevard of broken dreams, and I don't ever think I needed to know. John Cougar, John Deere, John 316.
A lot of wisdom in that song.
Everything I needed. That's right. I'm Mark Twain on the Mississippi. I'm Hemingway with a shot of whiskey. I'm a TV dinner on a tray trying to figure out the wheel. A fortune.
That's nice. 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Our final segment. Last chance to weigh in today. I have to tell you about something that Todd is doing. Partnering with the Parking Lot Prayer Warriors Thursday night, 8:02 p.m. on 550 K-Fire. These guys are, these folks are going out and having a little prayer gathering, like in a parking lot, right? And little prayer and worship.
Because it's not the visitor parking lot that CHI St. Alexis was basically, you know, barren. I thought, well, that's too bad, so... We could, you know, kind of like there are some church services where they're driving in with cars and stuff. You can do a prayer thing, driving safely in your car. And if you turn on K-Fire 550 or in town on 99.7 on FM, then we can all pray together and be able to hear it clearly.
That's right. So that's pretty cool. Wanted to let you know about that. I don't know how far and wide they're doing that, but for sure in Bismarck, which is great. We'll tell you more if we know more by Thursday.
Tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah.
I know you, it's not like it was, you know, way off in the distance. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Today, by the numbers, 4,493 have been tested. That's 236 more than another 236 more added today from yesterday. So that's the new number. Of those, 4,351 were negative. So it's up 220 individuals from yesterday. 142 are positive. That's up 16 from yesterday. So again, another healthy number. That's healthy is the wrong word. A strong increase in the amount of positive cases. 23 hospitalized now. That's two more from yesterday. 34 recovered. That's four individuals from yesterday. And we're still at the death rate of three. Another texter says, please remind everybody to drive carefully. In the Minot area, the Minot to the Canadian border area, snow blowing, snow icy conditions. Just got past. I was doing 45 in this other car, blew by me, and there were kids in the car. Oh, my gosh. Minot to the Canadian border. Slow, gosh almighty, snow blowing, icy conditions. Just got past. I was doing 45. The other car blew by me. There were kids in the car. Slow down. That's what we wanted you to know. Okay? What else do we have here for you?
Quick question for you. A friend of mine has, she is a hairstylist.
Okay.
Applied for unemployment.
Yeah.
Has not received anything yet. They told me to apply, but nothing yet. Wondering if anyone has received anything yet or what that, she's self-employed, you know, entrepreneur. Is that through the SBA or how are they going to?
I hire her, but I don't have enough hair.
Boom. Yeah, me too, bro.
Unemployment unemployment situation is such that I imagine they're a little bit inundated because they had more in 12 days than they had in all of 2019 in the way of claims.
Wow, yeah.
I'll say that again. More in 12 days than they had in all of 2019 for claims. But depending on when she applied, I would think she'd have it by now. We can check on that, though. I'll add that to my list. To get some answers for tomorrow. We're checking on CHI and why the cleaning people can't have masks. We're checking on Game and Fish, why they're still issuing out-of-state licenses. And then we'll check on...
Those listening on K-Fire, I'll have Game and Fish coming up this afternoon about 3:30, so I'll pose that, and Scott will let you know what their response is.
Okay, very good. Very good. I don't have the tally finished because we've honestly had more coming today than I've been able to keep up with on the numbers. So I'm going to go ahead and include those today in there. But the poll question yesterday was, one says they got it about right. I mean, I hear the facts. I hear them, and I believe they're doing the right thing here. response by government officials, Governor Burgum, President Trump, city, county officials, about right. Number two, not enough. Three, too much. This is the cure is worse than the disease. And overwhelming, I don't have the exact numbers, but overwhelming, the winner is number one, which I think is pretty good. You want people doing that in the middle of a crisis. So that's kind of neat. And the winner, we had some great pictures. Just show us where you're working. Show us what you do with social distancing. And we had a photo north of Tioga from McGregor, the most beautiful photo I think I've ever seen of that area. And the texture says, my day is beautiful every day. A beautiful landscape just like this. God's beauty abounds. The dude abides. Love it. Congratulations. See you tomorrow.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Coronavirus has us all worried about germs. Did you know in 400 BC, Hippocrates said, give me the ability to induce a fever and I can cure any illness? Well, that's exactly what happens when you sit in a sauna daily. You're artificially inducing a fever and your body reacts by relieving it, sweating out the bad. That's what a sauna does. It sweats out the bad. It's better than a flu shot. And we get what's going on right now. That is why we're offering very special financing, including 12 months, no interest, no payments. If you already have a hot spring spa in your backyard, it's a great way to retreat and reconnect with family and friends. If you don't, call us. We have a virtual showroom. We'll walk you through the different models and all the options that are available and discuss how we can get this to your home without you leaving. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.